Chapter 4. Find Albert. That evening, after work, Robert and Lucy hurried over to the schoolroom. They didn't want to be late and make Mrs. Bleak angry again. Lucy and Robert quickly sat in their places, but George's place next to Robert's was empty. Robert wondered where he was. He looked over to Albert's place. That was empty too. How strange, he thought. Mrs. Bleak tapped on the table with a long ruler.
Pay attention, she shouted.
Everyone sat up straight and looked at Mrs. Bleak.
We will start with the multiplication tables. Begin.
Once two is two, two twos are four, three twos are six, the children chanted.
Mrs. Bleak walked up and down the rows of desks. She carried the ruler in her hand and swished it through the air as she walked. Robert and Lucy wondered why the children looked so scared. They soon found out. If a child didn't know their multiplication tables or said them too slowly, she hit them across the hands with the ruler.
Slap! That will teach you!
She snapped at a little girl who spoke too slowly.
What a horrible woman, thought Lucy. I'm so glad my teacher isn't like her.
Suddenly, the door flew open and George ran in. Mrs. Bleak glared at him. She pointed at the clock on the wall with the ruler.
What time do you call this? She shouted.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Bleak, but I can't find Albert. He's missing,
cried George.
Missing? Snapped Mrs. Bleak. I expect he has run away.
She turned to the rest of the class.
And we all know what happens to children who run away, don't we?
Yes, Mrs. Bleak,
replied the children. Mrs. Bleak pointed to a boy in the back row.
Jacob, remind George what happens to children who run away, she bellowed.
Jacob stood up, looking miserable.
They are punished, Mrs. Bleak, he muttered.
I don't think he has run away, Mrs. Bleak. I just can't find him, cried George.
He was very upset.
Then go and look for him, she answered. Robert and Lucy, help George look for Albert, and when you do find him, he will be punished.
Robert, Lucy and George ran out of the schoolroom.
We must find him quickly, said George. He will be in even more trouble if we don't. Where do you think he is? Asked Lucy.
Let's search down by the stream. He may have gone there to play, suggested Robert.
The children walked down to the stream.
Lucy shivered.
It looked very black and dangerous. She took out a small torch from her pocket and switched it on.
What's that?
Asked George.
It's my torch, replied Lucy.
George looked at it with admiration. He had never seen a torch before. Quickly, George's thoughts returned to Albert.
Where can he be?
Wondered George. He was very worried.
Perhaps he has run away.
Just then, Lucy had an idea.
Albert looked very pale after his accident, she said. Perhaps he has hidden somewhere to rest.
But where?
Asked Robert. Lucy thought for a moment.
It's a cold night, so he may have found a warm place to sleep in the factory, she replied.
Let's look in the factory then, said Robert.
The children ran back to the factory. It wasn't locked, so they went inside. Robert and George searched one end of the factory while Lucy searched the other. Sure enough, she found Albert lying fast asleep under a spinning machine.
He's over here,
she called. Robert and George ran over.
Albert, we've been so worried about you, cried George.
He shook his brother.
Come on, wake up.
Albert slowly opened his eyes and yawned.
What's the matter?
He asked.
Why are you cross with me, George?
We've been searching everywhere for you, he replied.
We thought you had run away.
Albert sat up and rubbed his eyes. He touched the cut on his head. It was very sore and his head hurt too.
Oh, I wish I could run away, he sighed. I hate this place and my head still hurts.
Lucy helped Albert stand up.
I'll take you back to the apprentice's house. You are too ill to go to school this evening. Robert, will you explain this to Mrs. Bleak?
Asked Lucy.
Yes, I will, answered Robert.
He was very cross. Albert was too young to work and now he had hurt himself. He needed time to rest. Robert and George ran back to the school. Mrs. Bleak was waiting for them.
Have you found Albert? She asked.
Yes, Mrs. Bleak, replied George.
Where is he? She asked.
Lucy has taken him back to the apprentice's house, explained Robert. He is resting.
Resting? laughed Mrs. Bleak. What nonsense! Albert must return to school at once.
If you don't let him rest, I will report you to Mr. Featherstone, threatened Robert.
And tell me, how will you do that? Snapped Mrs. Bleak. You don't know where he lives.
I'll find a way, replied Robert.
You are a very rude boy, said Mrs. Bleak. You and George will both write. I must not be rude to Mrs. Bleak 100 times on your slates. Begin.
When school finished for the night, Robert and George went to find Lucy.
We need to find out where Mr. Featherstone lives so we can write to him and ask him to visit the factory. We will tell him about Albert's accident and the other children who are too young to work. Then he will know that Mr. and Mrs. Bleak are bullies, explained Robert.
But how can we find out where he lives? Asked Lucy.
Mr. Bleak must have his address somewhere, said Robert.
I know, cried George. I saw an address book in Mr. Bleak's office in the manager's house when I first arrived here. It was in his desk.
Right, said Robert. Tonight, when all the children are asleep, we will hide in the bushes by the manager's house. When Mr. and Mrs. Bleak are asleep, we will climb into his office through the window and look for the address book in his desk.
But what if he catches us? Asked George.
He will punish us. We will have to be very, very careful, replied Robert.
Later that night, when all the children at the apprentice's house were fast asleep, Robert, Lucy and George crept out of their dormitories. They walked quietly out of the apprentice's house and ran down the path to the manager's house. Quietly, they hid in the bushes and looked up at the bedroom window. There was a candle in the window.
That must be their bedroom, whispered George, pointing to the upstairs window.
Yes, whispered Robert. They are still awake. We will just have to wait until they go to sleep.
Upstairs, Mr. and Mrs. Bleak were getting ready for bed. After a long time, the candle finally went out.
Look, whispered Lucy. They must be asleep.
They waited a few minutes more, then crept over to the window. It was open a little. Carefully, Robert opened the window wider.
I'll go first, whispered Robert. You two follow me.
One by one, the children crawled through the window and into the office. In the darkness, they could just make out Mr. Bleak's desk. A large cat was asleep on the top. The children crept over to the desk. Carefully, Lucy opened the drawers one at a time. She found books and papers, but no address book.
There's only one drawer left, she whispered. I hope it's in here.
She pulled the drawer open. It squeaked loudly.
Shh,
whispered Robert. Lucy held her breath and waited. Nothing happened, so she opened the drawer wider and looked inside. There was a red address book with addresses written on it in gold lettering.
"This is it," Lucy whispered.
She took it out of the drawer and over to the window. She looked at the book by the light of the moon.
"I'll look under the letter F for Featherstone."
She turned over the pages until she found the right page.
"Here it is, Mr. Featherstone, and he lives in this town."
Lucy memorized the address, then replaced the book in the desk drawer.
"Come on, let's go," whispered Robert.
He and Lucy went towards the open window. Lucy was halfway out of the window when... Crash! George knocked a vase off the desk. It lay in pieces on the floor. The children held their breaths in fear. Mr. Bleak must have heard that noise. Sure enough, they heard footsteps running down the stairs.
"Who's there?"
shouted a loud voice. It was Mr. Bleak.
"Quick!"
cried Robert. He pushed Lucy out of the window and shoved George after her. Then he quickly followed them. As Mr. Bleak burst into the office, they flung themselves back into the bushes.
"What's all that noise?"
shouted Mr. Bleak. He shone his candle around the empty room and saw the broken vase on the floor. Next to the broken vase was the cat. It had woken up and was now looking at the mess.
"Oh, you bad cat," scolded Mr. Bleak. "Out you go."
He appeared at the open window, put the cat outside, closed it again and walked out.
"Phew," sighed George. "That was a lucky escape."
Before anyone was awake the next morning, Lucy got up and wrote a letter to Mr. Featherstone. She ran out of the factory and all the way to his house. She knocked on the door. A maid opened it.
"Please will you give this letter to Mr. Featherstone?" asked Lucy.
"Yes, of course," she promised.
"Thank you,"
cried Lucy and ran back to the factory. She arrived just as the other apprentices were getting up.
"Oh, you're awake early,"
said Amy.
"I couldn't sleep,"
replied Lucy and smiled to herself. All they had to do now was wait for Mr. Featherstone to visit.